770-775-0623.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's The Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was just watching all these scenarios that the world that are playing out presently, internationally. I get to think about in the New Testament, in the Gospels, in Matthew 24, the disciples that were with Christ went up to a mountain to teach. And they asked him a question. They said, Lord, what will the signs of the end of the world be? What kind of signs will there be? Peter wanted to know. And here's the first thing Christ said. See to it that you're not deceived. He mentioned deception. The very first thing that he mentions concerning the end of the world is deception. So let me break it down into another way we could look at it in our present time. Let's talk about psychological operations. Are there any psychological operations being played on the people of the world presently? How about the psyops with the virus? The psyops with the vaccinations? The psyops with a possible war between Russia and the Ukraine and NATO and Russia? Psyops. Happening, what happened in January 6th, over a year ago, psychological operation, with the trucker strike in Canada and the psychological operations taking place there. Christ said there would be, at the end of the world, it would be a time of deception. And he said, see to it that you are not deceived. And the way that you protect yourself from deception is you look at everything. And you cannot just look at what is happening, transpiring in the world politically, as far as news, the events. That's one way. But for people that are wise, since the time of Christ, they have also looked at everything from a biblical perspective, from the Old Testament prophecies to what Christ said while he was alive to what the apostles stated would happen when they wrote their epistles, and to what the Apostle John presented to the world when he wrote the book of Revelation. People are interested. They want to know the future. And to know the future, you have to have a biblical perspective. There are many Bible prophecy teachers, so there are different opinions, views, thoughts on so many various topics. So the prophecies of the time that we live in and what will happen at the end of the world are constant, and what is in the Bible is accurate. So it's accurate forecasting. In other words, the Bible forecasts that there would be an Armageddon. That's accurate forecasting. The Bible stated there will be a time when the world will go to a digital economy. Without being part of that digital economy, you can't buy and you can't sell. People are reading the Bible, especially the book of Revelation, because now it's possible to digitally, all transactions occur digitally between nations. You don't fly plane fulls of money. You don't put $100 billion on one of the big jets, commercial airline, or FedEx, and fly it from America to Russia, or America to England, or the U.S. to Canada. It's done digitally through a network, SWIFT network. All transactions are done on the Internet. At the end of the world, the Bible says this kind of economic situation, or we would have this kind of an ability economically to not have to carry money from point A to point B, but just do everything instantly with the push of a button. The Bible and everything the Bible says about the end of the world prophecies are accurate. The problem is not with the accurate forecasting of the Bible. It's inaccurate interpretation by Bible teachers or people that study the end of the world scenario. Inaccurate interpretation. It's very simple. The Bible accurately predicts, and there are people, myself, I'm very careful. I try to be as careful as possible so that I don't interpret incorrectly. This is why I read, research, study the Bible, look at the world events, see who's who in the world, to see if Vladimir Putin is in the Bible, directly or indirectly, to see if Joe Biden is in the Bible directly or indirectly, or Barack Obama, or Donald J. Trump, or George Soros directly or indirectly, or Adolf Hitler directly or indirectly. And I will say that, yes, indirectly, they are in the Bible. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at
602-909-9048. One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has...
There are so many rabbit holes, so many pills you can take, but truth, Christ said that if you know the truth, you'll be free. The truth will set you free. The lie will keep you in bondage. But the truth will set you free. You know, I was, Cactus and I were, we were just out on a drive and visiting, talking about, just odds and ends. We talk about quite a bit. We consider everything, try to. And we were thinking, you know, that sometimes, just like with this song, White Rabbit, people have gone down a rabbit hole and there's no getting back. There's no getting out. Alice in Wonderland, she made her way back to the surface. But you have to be careful. The people of the world are going down a rabbit hole. And the name of that rabbit hole is deception. There might not be any coming back from the deception they're being led into. Wide is the path that leads to destruction, Christ said. Narrow is the path that leads to life. With the people are interested right now, is Russia going to go to war in the Ukraine? Is NATO going to go to war with Russia? Are the European nations going to go to war with Russia? Is the United States going to go to war with Russia? Is the psychological operation of this administration stating that Russia is amassing troops to move into the Ukraine? Is this a psychological operation or is it true? Most people, even on the conservative other networks, somewhat conservative, are convinced that Russia is planning an attack on the Ukraine, where the leaders in Europe basically are stating that, we don't want to actually come out and say that Joe Biden and the administration and Anthony Blinken and Sullivan and these people that run America are actually presenting a narrative that is basically untrue. But they are. I've got the black and the white here if I can get to it. In the Ukraine, they're stating that it's not true. Yes, it is true that Russia could invade the Ukraine and take over any city in the Ukraine in a day. They admit that. But they're stating that, is that really possible? Would Russia really do that? And even in the Ukraine, they're stating no, Russia could, but no, she won't. But Biden is saying, yes, we're sending small arms from England, Germany, other NATO nations into the vicinity, into the Ukraine for the coming battle. But Germany is not allowing England to ship arms through Germany to that region. So Germany's not on board. And Germany is trying to stay in the good graces of America and Russia, because Germany would like the natural gas that's going to come in through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is ready to be put online. But you have these political problems. Psychological operations, Christ said, see that you be not deceived. This road of deception is very hard to come back out of. You go down that rabbit hole, and millions and millions and millions of Americans, half of the American people that are over the age of 20, are totally deceived. And even the young kids are deceived on matters, political matters. And what is happening within the school systems? You have paid, very well paid, teachers teaching an anti-God, anti-American anti-God, totally anti-God, anti-American, anti-good, anti-everything that is decent to keep this society moving in the right direction. And it was a plan, it's a psychological operation. And it's worked. John Dewey, was it 1917, stated they're going to remove the thought of God from the schools, the Bible from the schools, religion from the schools, and teach basically atheistic beliefs. And it happened. It has happened. It is done. I remember back in the 60s and 70s when kids that I graduated with were going into education. I didn't understand it back then, but I could see that they were different once they started going to school at UNC or CSU. I could tell that they were going into education. Their thinking was changing from what I knew them to be to what they were becoming. And now they are anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ. They got caught. Millions that are teachers are caught. And they're not going to get out of it. Okay. Christ said, don't be deceived. The way not to be deceived is to want to know the truth. Now, Putin, I'm going to get to some points here. Putin and Macron, they got together yesterday, 6-hour meeting. And what came out of it was this. Macron believes that there is a way for the problem between Russia and the Ukraine and the EU and NATO to be solved. But America is not going along with what Macron is presenting. And Putin stated that NATO in that meeting, he said NATO ignored Russia's security proposals. There were only 3 points. No further NATO expansion. No deployment of strike systems along Russia's borders. And a pullback to current NATO deployments. Excuse me. Pullback of current NATO deployments to 1997 lines. And then Macron suggested new security mechanisms. But the American, this administration, is not going to, does not want peace, does not want a way to work things out. There is an agenda. There is an objective. It is to destroy Russia. Then after that, it will be China. And after that, it will be any nation that does not go along with the United States' plans for world hegemony. You know, I cover this repeatedly, but it's very hard to understand. We can see it. The American people can see America is the greatest power in the world presently. But they will fight the thought, no, we're not. Yes, we are. And there's a multipolar world concept, and there's a monopolar world concept. What we're watching right now in the Ukraine, in Europe, is this matter of two different philosophies. One is a monopolar world. The other is a multipolar world. And with the monopolar world, the thinking is that the United States will be the one nation to rule the earth. With a multipolar thought, you have China and Russia and even other nations that would like to all be part of making decisions for the coming world that we're going into. And they would like to do this through the United Nations. Well, the United Nations is not going to be part of the the solution. It's part of the problem. And there is a article, moderndiplomacy.eu, the meaning of a multipolar world. I have to cover this because I know that until people understand this new world order has to have a head. There must be a nation that directs everything. That nation is not going to be England, France, Germany, Switzerland, Russia, China, Brazil, Mexico, Peru, Canada. It's going to be the United States of America and the nations that the United States allows to be part of the power structure and economic structure. America will decide who's going to be part of that. And the nations that are going to be part of it will have to be loyal to American objectives. If people can understand that, then they'll understand what's happening in the Ukraine and what's happening in... Now, the Ukraine, before I go to the commercial, what's the left hand doing? We can see what the left hand is doing. What's the right hand doing? The right hand is doing her little machinations down in Syria. So the left hand And Biden is pushing for everybody to look at the left hand up in Ukraine. But this administration is working very fervently down in the area north of Israel called Syria. Why? Because America, again, like I've stated in the past, her plans has been to get a stronghold in the Middle East, which will not be in Israel. It will have to be in Syria. From Syria, America can rule and run and direct the Middle East, not from Saudi Arabia, not from Israel, not from Oman, not from Egypt. It has to be Syria. So, while we're watching what's happening in the Ukraine, the United States is fervently knitting something down in Syria. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the monopolar and the multipolar world, China, Russia, they want to be part of the coming power structure internationally. America is not going to allow it. Russia has been making advances economically, especially with this Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipeline, sending gas to Europe. America can't have it. America won't allow it. Now, out of this article, I'm going to quote from it. The United States is and remains the one indispensable nation. This was a quote by Barack Obama when he delivered the commencement address to West Point Military Academy in 2014. I've read it before. I'm going to highlight. He states, that has been true for a century past. True. Absolutely true. 2014, since 1914, since the end roughly of World War I, America's ruled the world for 100 years. That's been true for a century past. It will be true for the century to come. America has always led the world stage. If we don't, no one else will. Russia's aggression toward former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe. Well, there was kind of a end of the Cold War until the Obama administration. And then the Obama administration, when we invaded, for the most part, removed an elected president and put in a president in the Ukraine that we chose, we went back to a Cold War scenario. And China going on, Russia aggression towards former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe, while China's economic rise and military reach worries its neighbors. From Brazil to India, rising middle classes compete with us. And according to the article, he's stating that the meaning is that these future military leaders are going to fight for the United States aristocracy to help defeat any nation that resists American objectives. And this is true. There is a group of very wealthy, powerful people that have controlled this country for 100+ years. They're the aristocracy. They're the people that are members of Pilgrim Society, New York's Pilgrim Society. Then Obama went on to state, in Ukraine, Russia's recent actions recall the days when Soviet tanks rolled into Eastern Europe. But this isn't the Cold War. Our ability to shape world opinion helped isolate Russia right away. And he goes on to say that because of American leadership, the world immediately condemned Russian actions. Europe and the G7 joined to impose sanctions. NATO reinforced our commitment to Eastern European allies. The IMF is helping to stabilize Ukraine's economy. And so basically he's stating, this is what we have done to further our hegemonic plans in Europe, in Eastern Europe. We, basically, is what he's saying. He's basically saying that there is a plan, and I'm part of that plan, to stop Russia as Russia continues to gain strength and Russia continues to work out negotiations with her neighbor nations. Because as Russia begins to work out these problems, Russia becomes stronger. And we can't have that. Russia's in the way. We can't allow Russia to befriend the neighbors to the west and to the south. So we are going to take the initiative, we America, the American government, this administration, the Obama administration, and before him also, to make sure that Russia does not continue to grow and to become economically and politically powerful. She's militarily powerful, but we want to stop her politically. We want to stop her, and also economically. Now, that will bring me to this thought, which is important. Is Russia in the Bible? If so, then how is what we're watching take place in that region? Why and why is it important? Because Russia has to be a very powerful, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia has to be a very powerful nation at the end of the world. And Russia now is a powerful nation. In spite of being pretty much destroyed by Vladimir Lenin and the Pilgrim Society and the Western powers in World War I, 1916-17, and then basically being destroyed again, her economy, during the late Reagan administration when the ruble became pretty much worthless, and then again, well, actually going back before that, at the end of World War II, in the last years of World War II, when Germany tried to invade and destroy Russia. If Germany would have done that, Russia would have not been able to fulfill her prophetic role that we're seeing right now. The Pilgrim Society has been trying to interfere with Russia's prophetic plan. Russia has to be intact, powerful, economically, militarily, politically, at the end of the world. She has to be very powerful. At the same time, Iran has to be very powerful in her own way. Also Turkey, also Ethiopia and Libya, they have to be nations eventually free from American control through the IMF or through the UN, which Libya right now is trying to free herself from what happened during the Obama administration when this administration took out Muammar Gaddafi. Libya is trying to recover, and Libya is going to recover. Why? Because of Russia. Why because of Russia? Because she's going to be an ally with Russia when Russia invades the Middle East. And Libya will be part of that invasion, as will Iran. So Russia is going to not only assist Libya to be free from America's grip, but also Ethiopia. And also Russia is going to her objectives, she doesn't want to do this according to Ezekiel 38:39. Russia is going to have hooks put in her jaw. And God said that I'm going to drag Russia down to the southern, down to Israel, to the area east of Israel. I'm going to drag Russia down to Israel to go to war in the Middle East, not in the Ukraine. And in the Middle East, God says, I am going to destroy her with all of her companions, all of her comrades. They're all going to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel, which the mountains are actually in present-day Jordan. We're watching prophecy unfolding. It's developing. It's going to continue to develop. We're looking at war in the Ukraine between Russia and the Ukraine. But the Bible says, no, it's going to happen down south in the area around Syria. And what is happening presently? Russia is sending ships and troops, munitions, to help the Syrian government, Bashar al-Assad, to protect Bashar from American hegemonic plans. This is what's happening. Now, we're looking at what the left hand is doing up in the Ukraine, but what's the right hand doing down in Syria? How long has America been in Syria? What has America been doing in Syria? What are the plans of the globalists in Syria? We're watching things develop. So see, the eyes are on Ukraine, but no. Let me shift this audience. Let me shift your eyes to Syria. There is a campaign again by the Biden administration, by the Obama-Biden administration, once again, to invade Syria. This was Barry Satoro's plan initially, to invade Syria. Why? To be the beachhead of America's occupation in the Middle East. America cannot occupy Israel. It's not in the Bible yet. Eventually, America will. But initially, before when the initial wars begin, 7 years plus before Armageddon, America will invade Syria, not Israel. Israel will come later. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text. Give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
So that, over the commercial, over the break here, that got me to thinking a little bit. Now, remember, I began the program by stating that accurate forecasting, the Bible predicts an accurate forecasts of end time events. The interpretation, inaccurate interpretation. Well, is Vladimir Putin in the Bible? Indirectly, you could say to a degree, or directly. I'll put it to you this way. Who is it that brought Russia back from the globalist plans of Mikhail Gorbachev and Yeltsin? Who brought Russia back from the devastation of the financial decline and destabilization of the Russian ruble? It was Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump, indirectly and directly, is in the Bible too, but I'm staying with Vladimir Putin. Russia had to be great. God said Russia's going to be great. Russia has to be a military power in the world, has to be an economic power, has to be a political power, and a great one. Vladimir Putin, when he was in Germany, was being trained to take over the presidency of Russia. Who was training him in an indirect roundabout way? Yes, the Russian government, because he was a faithful guy. But at the same time, the unseen hand of God was working with Vladimir Putin to move him forward. Yeltsin, in 1999, December 31st, the New Year's Eve, he steps down as president of Russia. And who does he pick to replace him? Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin knows Russian history. He saw what happened to Russia in World War I, in 1916. He watched what happened to the Romanov family. He loves his country, and God put that love in Vladimir for Russia and for the Russian people. He knew the history of the Pilgrim Society destroying Russia. He watched it. He knew the history of what happened in Germany, and eventually Germany's plan to attack Russia and invade Russia and go get and take troops into Moscow. This was a Pilgrim Society plan. Vladimir Putin is very knowledgeable about the plans of the Pilgrim Society in England, Pilgrim Society in New York City. He knows their methods, their strategies. I'll give you an example. Rush Limbaugh. He died last year. This was a great loss to American media, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh spent his life understanding the Democrat Party and knowing the Republican Party. Rush Limbaugh realized all the strategies of the Democrat Party, and he would, on his program daily, state, "Don't doubt me on this, folks, but this is what's going to happen." And sure enough, it would happen. Why? Because that is the world that God put Rush Limbaugh in, to understand it, to explain to the American people what the Democrats were up to. In the exact same principle, Vladimir Putin knew the history of Russia, the history of the Pilgrim Society in New York, in London, and he watched the strategies take place by reading history with Adolf Hitler. They were on the way into Moscow. Hitler, his men were brilliant. They wouldn't really, something happened. They would not move their troops toward Moscow in the winter. It's foolish. But somewhere along the chain of command, direction was given to Adolf to invade. Where did Hitler get those plans from? Who gave him the instructions? It wasn't Churchill, but it came out of England. I believe it was powerful people in the Pilgrim Society gave him instructions to go. They were trying to destroy Russia to stop Bible prophecy, but they didn't do it. And what happens? It cost Germany. Germany, the plans they had with Germany, Germany would have taken over the world. It is fascinating to study how powerful Germany was. They had power already down in Africa, South Africa. They had power already in Argentina. There was a Jewish, a German homeland already in Argentina and Brazil and Venezuela. And there was a great German already in America, which when the war ended, they brought in Operation Paperclip, brought these Germans from Russia, from Germany into America. But Vladimir understood this. He watched what Gorbachev was doing with the globalists. He watched it. He knew it, but he kept quiet. He watched what Yeltsin was doing, but he kept quiet. Yeltsin was an alcoholic. At the end of his life, before he decided to retire, I believe he had a change of heart. I think God put a change of heart, of conscience, in Yeltsin. And Yeltsin said, I can't let the globalist plan go forward in my homeland. I've got to stop it. So he appoints Vladimir Putin in 2000, January 1, as president of Russia. We're watching history, I'm telling you. Well, we're also watching the clock. Well, we'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. Be right back.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have.
Well, we're going to finish out this hour. And I want to thank everybody that is helping support the present truth. Thank you very much. It shows me that you're listening and that you appreciate what I do, so I appreciate that. And so if you want to continue to support, well, just send your help to the station here, and that'll let Jason and Joe know that they made it right, good decision. I think they did, and they probably do too. I know they do. So, Vladimir Putin, is he in the Bible? I'm going to let you decide, directly or indirectly. He's the man right now that brought Russia back from the edge of destruction, of annihilation. How did he do it? He did it because he understood the Pilgrim Society. Just like Rush Limbaugh understood the Democrat Party. And everything they did, he could see their next move. Putin understands the Pilgrim Society. He could never have brought Russia back from the edge of destruction if it hadn't been for the understanding that he had of the British and the American Pilgrim Society and how they have their hand in everything that has happened in the world, including the taking over of media, all media, major media, the controlling of the radio waves. It began with the telegraph, went to radio, to television. He knew and he watched as Mark Zuckerberg stole social media from the group Leader Technologies, who actually developed this stuff, Michael McKibben. Vladimir saw the theft of the social networking. Vladimir Putin saw the theft or the takeover of the United States military, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. Vladimir Putin knows who is really running the world. He's just like Rush Limbaugh understanding the Democrat Party. He has understood perfectly how Pilgrim Society was used to destroy his nation in 1916 and to destroy the Romanov family and to almost destroy Russia at the time of Adolf Hitler. He saw how the Pilgrim Society put Adolf Hitler into power and Winston Churchill into power. Is that true? Well, Winston Churchill was a Pilgrim Society member. Yes, it's true. And Vladimir Putin, understanding the New World Order. Why is he resisting the New World Order? Because he was trained as he watched Yeltsin and Gorbachev work with the globalists of his time, of their time. He understood it. And this is the only person that could have made Russia great like it is today. This is why Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, this was the connection between the two of them. They both understood the New World Order. They're both working to stop, delay the plans of these globalists. We can't stop them, but they've interfered and slowed it down. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to have a visit with Cactus. We'll think about what's going to happen tomorrow. And we'll be back, 1360KHNC.com for podcast, 1360 AM Top Radio.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.